A settlement in the mass shooting in a Connecticut school. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Families reach an agreement with a firearms company. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has this live.
Lisa, Remington has settled with the families of nine adults and children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting, who had sued over the marketing of the Bushmaster rifle Adam Lanza used to kill 20 first graders and six staff members. Family attorney Josh Koskoff talked to reporters after the announcement.
It's not a modern sporting rifle. It's not a family Swiss Army knife. It's a combat weapon.
Remington attorneys had argued the suit should be tossed because of federal immunity that applies to gun makers, but the Connecticut Supreme Court said they could be sued over how they marketed the rifle. After the shooting, 20-year-old Lanza, who also killed his own mother, killed himself, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. A tentative settlement between Britain's Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre, who accuses him of sexual abuse when she was 17 and traveling with financier Jeffrey Epstein. The prince has denied it. Now both sides will seek dismissal of her lawsuit if the settlement is finalized. Outreach from Russia's president, who still has a lot of troops around Ukraine. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, speaking after meeting today with Germany's leader in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin insisted Russia does not want war and is open to further talks with the West. But he also accused the US and NATO of threatening Russia's national security, and he claimed there's a genocide underway in eastern Ukraine where rebels have been fighting Ukrainian government forces. This as Russia says it is withdrawing some of the troops deployed near Ukraine. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. The UN Secretary General says there's no evidence of de-escalation. Big rally on Wall Street despite another report on high inflation. The Dow's up 458. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A candidate for city council in Louisville is the suspect accused of taking a shot at a mayoral candidate.
21-year-old Quintez Brown, a Black Lives Matter activist, a newspaper columnist, and a candidate for Louisville City Council. He's facing attempted murder and other charges after he allegedly fired multiple rounds from a 9mm handgun inside the headquarters of Democratic mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg Monday.
One bullet coming so close that it grazed my sweater and my shirt.
Greenberg also saying,
I'm blessed to be standing here today with you.
That he's shaken by the attack, but safe. Police say right now they don't know if the shooting was tied to Greenberg's Jewish faith or his politics, and that the suspect appears to have acted alone.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Brown's family has expressed concern about his mental health after he briefly disappeared last year. An actor is heading to prison for becoming a swindler with a movie deal scam.
Actor Zach Avery, whose real name is Zachary Horowitz, has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for operating a Ponzi scheme that bilked at least $650 million from investors for fake Hollywood film licensing deals. Horowitz has also been ordered to pay back a huge chunk of change, more than $230 million in restitution. Prosecutors allege the actor secured the investments from a slew of investors, including personal friends, for his film company, claiming the funds would be used for film distribution rights that would then be licensed to such power players as Netflix and HBO. Instead, prosecutors say some of the money was used to fund his lifestyle, including buying a seven-figure dollar home. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Super Bowl 56 was popular, drawing an estimated audience of more than 101 million people on NBC and Telemundo, with another 11 million streaming, a big improvement over last year's TV audience of 92 million, which was the lowest since 2006. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.